ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् त्रिनादपि सुनिश्चेन तरारिवासहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि हरिनाम हरिनाम हरिनामैव केवलं कलो नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, transcendental knowledge begins with the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, God, takes us step by step. First, he informs us that we are not the body or the mind, but that we are eternal spirit soul, have always existed in the past, we exist at present and will continue to exist as individual personalities. The Gita continues from there. We are introduced that besides the soul, the individual soul within the body, there is another soul, the Supreme Soul, the Lord Himself, Paramatma, and His function is to help us, to guide us. He is the overseer, the permitter, the one who sanctions, the one who causes us to forget, to remember, and to understand. And in the Bhagavad Gita, we are instructed through different kinds of yoga that ultimately the topmost form of yoga is to surrender to Krishna, heart and soul. Same thing that Lord Jesus Christ said when asked, what is the greatest commandment? And Lord Jesus said, love God. How much? With your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul. So Krishna says the same thing. Surrender to me because I am God. Krishna is that God, the Father, who Jesus was referring to. Even Krishna himself says, Aham Bijapradapita, I, Krishna, am the seed-giving Father of all living entities. So, like Arjuna, if we follow in his footsteps and surrender to Krishna, the next question will be, what is the result of surrendering to Krishna? How do I practically surrender to Krishna? And are there historical accounts of persons who have surrendered to Krishna? And that is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which picks up from where the Bhagavad Gita leaves off. The Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us that the ultimate goal of life is love of God. Love of God means that God is a person. Love is something which is exchanged between two persons. That is love. What is the beginning of love? Service. That's how I demonstrate my love. Ask any woman, So many men in her young day, I love you. Yeah, show it. Show me. And so, God is the same way. I can say, I love you, I love God. Yeah, but actions speak louder than words. So that demonstration of love is called bhakti, devotional service, which you are doing right now. The first process, hearing. This is the beginning of devotional service. Hearing about God and the devotees. And then there are practical activities. And then the end result is love of God. But now, we come to something even higher. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are told in Bhagavad Gita that the soul is immortal. But in our present human condition, that immortality is not properly demonstrated. But the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada writes in his introduction, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita means the character of the living force in immortality. The character of the living force is not in immortality because we all have to die. Human existence means the character of the living force in mortality. I know, the day is coming very soon to a theater near you called death. Hello, welcome. But if you surrender to Krishna, you don't have to worry because there is this song. Bhaja hure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanada bindare. This two lines here. That if we can fix our mind on Krishna, if we can surrender to Krishna, abhay, you can become fearless. So every time you come to the temple and you look at the most beautiful deities in the whole world, I used to say it every Sunday when I used to do the announcements. I used to always say, the most famous, the most beautiful, and those words are still factual. You go anywhere around the world, Rukmini Dwarkadish, come back, come back. Am I right? Are they the most beautiful, most famous deities? You go to Vrindavan, you go to all the shops, what picture do they have? These deities. Yes, it is a fact. I've seen with my own eyes. Lohi Bazaar, and you're going for some shop. What? That's Rukmini Dwarkadish. The most famous, and they look exceptionally beautiful today. And of course, we have Gaur Nitai. We have Jagannath. Otherwise, how we could do Rath Yatra without Jagannath? But something is missing. Where is Waldo? What's missing today? Prabhupada's Murti. Prabhupada, that's a beautiful picture of Prabhupada. I was, during the kirtan, I was looking. But Prabhupada's Murti is not here. Last week, I was in our ISKCON New Jersey temple, and they have probably the second Prabhupada. Our Prabhupada Murti was the first one that Lochan created. So this temple is historic. I was noticing, Sobhas didn't want to toot the horn, but this temple, ISKCON New Dwarka, is famous because this Chaitanya Charitamrita, in 1975, they were on the marathon. The devotees who were in the temple at this time, they were on a marathon. Prabhupada had a backlog, so many books that he had translated, but they weren't being published. So the call went out. How long did it take them to finish? Was it a 17? What was it? But they did this amazing, I forget how long it took. You all know Archita Das, right? He was working. How long did it take?
2 months.
2 months. They pushed and they were doing day shifts, night shifts. It was a 24-hour clock. The devotees were trying to get this book published, the complete Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's only one of the glories of this temple. This temple has such a rich history. Western world headquarters, that's being humble. Yes, I'd like to say second world headquarters. Hi, what do you think, Swavas? I didn't bring my bell today, I'm sorry. Ding, ding. So this temple is very much connected to this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character of the living force in immortality. And Prabhupada writes that this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the life and the teachings. Very, very important. There was a previous work, Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And this Chaitanya Charitamrita was written later. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he compiled this book in his old age. He had written other books. And the devotees, where he was in Vrindavan, they wanted to hear from him about Lord Chaitanya. But he had heard from the mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami and the notes of Lord Chaitanya's secretary. So he doesn't have direct access. But he got from the mouths of the devotees who were with Lord Chaitanya. And he was at first shy. He didn't think that he was worthy to compile this book. So he visited one temple, and when he paid obeisances, the garland fell down, signifying, you are authorized, you are bona fide, write this book. So this book is special. And like Swabhas, I have read it many, many times. In a period of my life, maybe 10 years, I used to read it all the time because it was the book that would give me solace, it would give me encouragement, it would give me hope. And besides this Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a summary called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So getting the full seven, how many now, it's only how many volumes? 9? Yes, the original version was 17. Now it's 9. If for some reason that's not feasible, then get the, do we have that, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya? We have that as well. Because the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are very essential. The character of the living force in immortality. What is the experience of someone on the transcendental platform? What do they, even Arjuna asked this question in Bhagavad Gita. How does he sit? How does he speak? What is his language? Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita shows us, Lord Chaitanya, God himself is showing you what is possible when you achieve spiritual perfection. Some people misunderstand, or shall we say, they're misinformed, that they think spiritual life means no activities. They're known as impersonalists. But that is not the real story. Bhagavad Gita tells us, Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, and Chaitanya Charitamrita shows us graphically what are real spiritual transcendental activities. It's not just a mental state. No, there are spiritual activities. And in Lord Chaitanya's process, which he personally demonstrated, it's centered around hearing and chanting the holy names of God. Everybody? Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This chanting of the Maha Mantra is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Lord Chaitanya himself did not write any books. He only composed 8 shlokas called Shikshastakam. And the final chapter, which is my personal favorite, the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the Shikshastakam prayers. I love Shikshastakam. If you have not memorized Shikshastakam, that's your homework. You must learn this Shikshastakam. Everything is there, especially verse number 3. Trinadapi sunichena tarad iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That is, for me, it's in a locket in my heart. And we are advised, wear that around your neck for constant remembrance. Humble, humble, how humble? Keep going. Humble, how humble? Keep going. Humble, humble. Am I humble? Nope, keep going. Humble, humble, humble. The beautiful analogy. When a tree has no fruits or flowers, the branches stand tall like LeBron James. But when a tree has fruits and flowers, the branches become overburdened and the branches droop down because there's too many fruits and flowers. So somebody who has no spiritual assets of love of God, they stand proud and tall like Hiranyaksha and Ravan. They stood proud and tall, but they had no love of God. But devotees, like Krishnadas Kaviraj, they're so meek. You read Krishnadas Kaviraj every so often. He writes about himself and it just breaks your heart. Oh, he's so humble. He's so humble. He actually glorifies you, the reader. He blesses you for reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you always know who is the devotee full of fruits of love of God because they're so meek and humble. Character of the living force in immortality. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is in 3 divisions. Adi, Madhya, Antya. The book opens with 14 Sanskrit shlokas. The book is actually written in the Bengali language, but the mission statement is the first 14 shlokas which Krishnadas Kaviraj has put there. And then we find out what this book is going to teach us. It's going to teach us about the Pancha Tattva. The Pancha Tattva means the absolute truth, which is, test now, is the absolute truth 1 or 2? Which one is it? Is the absolute truth 1 or 2? 1. Yes. 1, but manifested in 5 features. Huh? What is that? Yes. 1 manifested as 5. Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas. Lord Chaitanya, as Swavas accurately said, that's Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but in the mood, complexion, sentiment, feelings, mentality of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of God. I love that concept. Because if God is a person, he is entitled to have a pleasure. God is not a dead stone. Don't you like to have pleasure? Huh? Why? Because you're a person. So if God's a person, why do you want to deny him his pleasure? Why can't he have pleasure? So yes, he has pleasure, but that pleasure potency manifests as Srimati Radharani. So Krishna wants to understand what is Radharani's experience. But from the position of Krishna, that's impossible for him to comprehend. Just like I always like to make the joke, husbands, you have no idea what it's like being married to you unless you become your wife. And vice versa. Okay? You have no idea. All right? So, Krishna, from the position of Krishna, he did not understand what is Radharani experiencing when she loves him, when she serves him. What is that love? What is it? And how come? Next thing, Krishna goes, wait a second. I'm the absolute truth. I'm the reservoir of all pleasure. But when Radharani is in my association, how come she enjoys more than me? How can this be? Krishna tries to understand. So in order for him to understand, he has to take Radharani's position. That's Lord Chaitanya. God trying to understand himself from the point of view of his greatest devotee. And that's another thing that we learn in Chaitanya Charitamrita. For those of you who have not read it, there's so much to learn in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It'll blow your mind. Like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat. Your mind will be blown if you read. And Suvasa is absolutely right. Reading it one time, yeah, you'll get maybe 2%. You have to, anyone who's made sandalwood from the stick, pujaris know what I'm talking about. To make sandalwood paste, man, that's how you develop muscles. You got to grind, grind, grind. After 2 minutes, I need a break. Doing sandalwood from that, to make the paste, that's hard work. But you don't get the paste unless you grind. So the same way, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have to read it, and read it, and read it, and read it. And the more you read it, then things start to open up. And you will be amazed what you will read. So one of the greatest things I ever read is that when Advaita Acharya, there's a whole chapter about Advaita Acharya. He's part of the Panchatattva. He's actually Mahavishnu. And Advaita Acharya says, the conception of being God. Some people think, oh yes, that's where it's at. I want to be God. Because they think, oh, if I'm God, then I will really enjoy. But Advaita Acharya says, no. You can enjoy more being the servant of God. This is unbelievable. Everybody out there in Los Angeles, Hollywood, everybody's trying to be God. They're all trying to imitate. They're trying to imitate Krishna in every conceivable way. They're trying to amass wealth, power, fame, wisdom. They want all those attributes of God, the opulences. But Advaita Acharya says, no, you can experience a higher ecstasy being the servant of God. But as soon as a person in the material world hears the word servant, nah, no, I don't want to be servant. No, I want to be master. Fool, because Advaitacharya says even God himself wants to taste that ecstasy of being his servant, so God becomes his servant to taste that nectar. God's smart. He's not stupid like us. We're trying to imitate him, and he says, no, just be my servant. You'll be much more happier, which is why Krishna says, surrender to me. Some people misunderstand. They read this Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, surrender to me. So people think, oh, God is some megalomaniac. He wants everybody to bow down like the Wizard of Oz. And no, when Krishna says, surrender to me, it's for our benefit, not for his. Krishna is already happy. Look who's on the altar with Krishna. Does he look like he's unhappy? He doesn't need you. He's already got Srimati Radharani. Trust me, he's completely satisfied. Anything he wants, it's there. We have to ask our wives, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And then after an hour, it comes. Joke. Anyway, Krishna is different. He simply thinks it. Bing, there it is. Instant access. He thinks it, bam. That's God. But God himself and all the incarnations, they want to taste that nectar that we can taste simply by serving God. That's one of the hidden nuggets of knowledge you will learn in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Better to be the servant of God. That will be your highest ecstasy and pleasure. And you get a glimpse of that. When you're chanting and dancing, do you not feel nice, pleasure, happy? Here is one Mataji. She loves to sing bhajans. Hours you do, right? Every day? Every day she does hours of bhajan. But you do it because you're deriving transcendent, am I right? Transcendental pleasure from it? Look how she's smiling, huh? It's true. Because the pleasure is in the serving. It's not like the material world. I agree with you. In the material world, nobody wants to be the servant. I agree. But in the spiritual world, there's competition. Who can be the better servant? It's not this kind of competition we have here in the material world. Vicious, backstabbing, cutthroat, nasty competition. No, it's not like that. This kind of competition is, they congratulate. Oh, when the night of the Rasa dance, when Krishna left all the gopis to be, Krishna left with Radharani. Actually, Radharani left Krishna, was following her. And Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis. What did the other gopis say? They didn't get jealous and angry and curse Radharani. No, they said, aha, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. Therefore, her name, Radha. Everybody say that holy name. Radha. The one who serves Krishna the best. They recognize, that's spiritual. You recognize, oh, somebody is serving Krishna better. Let me try harder to serve Krishna. So the first part of the book, Krishnadas Kaviraj begins to explain the different tattvas or truths, guru tattva, the truth of the spiritual master. We learn from Krishnadas Kaviraj, who's in our heart, everybody? Krishna, right? But we can't see him. I look in the mirror every... Even a few years ago, I had to go to the doctor, and they were doing a test on my heart, and they were showing me, see here and see here. There was like a picture of my heart, and they were showing, see here, this happened in this. You've got this kind of, you know, this part of your heart is already dead. I was like, what? It freaked me out. But I didn't see Krishna. I kept looking. No, you can't see him, can you? So Krishna Das Kaviraj informs us, since we can't see Krishna in the heart, Krishna comes out and appears to us as the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the external representation of Krishna in the heart. And therefore, Prabhupada writes that you can know something of your relationship with Krishna based on the relationship you have with your spiritual master. So relationship you have with your spiritual master, that's the most important relationship, because that's an indication. Just like in your car, you have all these indicators, right? And when a certain one goes on, oops, I need air in the tires. Oops, I think I need some oil. Or the worst one, you're out of gas. So the indicator of your relationship with Krishna is, what's your relationship like with your spiritual master? And the spiritual master is there to enthuse you, to encourage you, and enlighten you. I asked Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? He said, when you love Krishna. And how do you love Krishna? By chanting what?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the book continues, and we get a synopsis of Lord Chaitanya's early pastimes. Lord Chaitanya's life is divided into two divisions. 24 years in Navadvip as a householder, and then 24 years as a sannyasi in Jagannath Puri. So the remainder, there are, in the Adi Lila, there are 17 chapters. And it takes us up to the point where Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas. Lord Chaitanya renounced this material world. He had a covert operation. In Navadvip as a householder, he started his Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement was the external reason for his appearing. He came for external purposes and personal reasons. So externally, Lord Chaitanya came to deliver the universe. And how did he want to do that? Just bring and deliver and demonstrate the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One more time, please. So that was his mission externally. Flood the world with this Hare Krishna mantra. Flood the world with love of God. Everyone can be delivered by this chanting. Simple. But in Navadvip, he realized that who was taking this movement? Who was accepting it? Only the low classes. The upper echelons, the Pakka Brahmans, the intellectuals, the big people, even back then they had the 1%. They were not being captured by Lord Chaitanya's loving network. And even his own students criticized him and blasphemed him. They misunderstood. So Lord Chaitanya thought, I have come to deliver these people, but I see So many, they are escaping my flood. Ah, I will take sannyas. And because I take sannyas, by social convention, they will bow down to me. And because they are bowing down to me, they will become freed from offenses. And once they're freed from offenses, then the flood of love of God can flow. So Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas on the verge of his 25th birthday, which was heartbreaking for his mother. And it was decided that after taking sannyas, he would make his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. So the Madhya Leela picks up when Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas. So 6 years, the first 6 years of Lord Chaitanya, he went traveling through South India and he was converting people by the thousands to his Hare Krishna movement. By his potency, by his energy, by his beauty. Yes, Lord Chaitanya was stunningly beautiful. He was all attractive. After all, he is Krishna. So he's all attractive. He's not like some bogus god who you look at and go, ugh. I've seen some of these gods. You can't even look at them. They're like, ugh. They call him Bhagavan, but it's like. Whereas Lord Chaitanya was gorgeous. He would attract people by his beauty and by his stature, but by his love of God. And people would hear his chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and they would become infected. Just like those of us who were here at the time, we saw Prabhupada, we heard Prabhupada. That alone told us, convinced us, stop everything, support and join Prabhupada's movement. Just by seeing him, hearing that voice, and when we heard Prabhupada chant, it changed everything, that sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That sound vibration and seeing Prabhupada, we decided, yes, we will join you, Prabhupada. We will support you. We will dedicate our lives to you. So people would hear this chanting from Lord Chaitanya. And his chanting was so potent that it would completely convince them and change their heart. And then when they would go back to their village and they would tell people, you must chant this Maha Mantra. And so thousands and thousands and thousands of people were getting this sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. And there are historical incidents in this Madhya Leela of the effects of Lord Chaitanya's chanting and preaching. And in Jagannath Puri, the first, you could say, major conquest of his preaching was to convert Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the number one Mayavad scholar in all of India. And by Lord Chaitanya's potency and his scholar and his demeanor, Sarvabhauma became a fanatic follower of Lord Chaitanya. And that was big news. Then later, Lord Chaitanya was able to convert the number two big Mayavadi scholar, Prakashananda Saraswati. So Lord Chaitanya's name and fame was spreading throughout India. The last 18 years of Lord Chaitanya's life, he spent in Jagannath Puri, but this was personal time. Now he wanted to spend the remaining years of his life with his close entourage. And what did he want to do? Now he wanted to experience the second purpose, his internal desires. His external desires, deliver, give the Hare Krishna mantra, save the conditioned souls. But his personal desire was to taste this topmost spiritual ecstasy, loving God in separation, vipralamba, as was experienced by the gopis and residents of Vrindavan after Krishna left. And he wanted to understand his own Shikshastakam prayers, which has everything you need to know about Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. That's why I encourage you, please memorize those Shikshastakam verses. If possible, recite them every day. So he wanted to taste each and every concept of his Shikshastakam. And that last chapter, Lord Chaitanya gives his own purport of the Shikshastakam verses. So there's no confusion. He himself explains what the meaning of each and every Shikshastakam verse is. That's why I like it so much. No question of understanding or misunderstanding. He tells you himself, this is the meaning. So, Prabhupada says, four books are sufficient in this movement for understanding the philosophy and for preaching. First book, Bhagavad Gita. Second book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Third book, Nectar of Devotion. And fourth book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. These four books you should read over and over and over. Like I gave the example, the sandalwood. Keep churning. Read this Chaitanya Charitamrita. What makes Chaitanya Charitamrita special? Because within Chaitanya Charitamrita is Bhagavad Gita. You will find Bhagavatam in there. And guess where Nectar of Devotion comes from? The teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This one book is like a Sunday feast plate. Everything is there. Sweet, salty, sour. Everything is there. This book, I'm telling you, so wonderful. Never mind the price. Whatever it costs. I have it in computer form. I have it in book form. I must have it in four or five different ways, just in case. If my computer crashes, I still have the hard book form. If there's an earthquake and I can only take one book, I got it. I'm covered. Yes, Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Siddhanta, what did he say? If all the books in the world are destroyed, no problem. Is Chaitanya Charitamrita still there? It's all there. What was Prabhupada reading on the boat coming to America? Not the Wall Street Journal. He was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's what he was reading coming on the boat when he had how many heart attacks? Two. Oh my God. When I think about that, I know I won't even survive one. Thank you, Krishna. Don't give me that test. But Prabhupada is so strong, two heart attacks. Two heart attacks. Did he give up? Did Prabhupada come to America? Even in America, he had another heart attack. Did he quit? No. Like Subhas said, we're not quitters. This movement, we're not quitters. So I beg you, I put straw in my teeth. I praise you a thousand times. I fall at your feet. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita and be happy. Because I'm happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I just got a text message from Krishna. Krishna just texted me that another thing about Chaitanya Charitamrita is that it will give you a very good understanding of a festival we celebrate every year, Ratha Yatra. Every year, first Sunday in August, Venice Beach, Festival of the Chariots. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a few chapters. You will see how Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, how he observed this Ratha Yatra. And if you read that during that time, then when Ratha Yatra day comes, you will have a whole different perspective. It'll give you such good insights. So you can't read it unless you have the book. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's good to be back home. Thank you, Suvas Prabhu, for allowing me this privilege. Class is dismissed. Another important item of Lord Chaitanya's movement, the hardest part, take prasadam. That's an order. I'll see you again. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. So I'd like to remind everybody that We do have the Chaitanya Charitamrita this outside.
Very wonderful. Nine volumes.
Please send me the picture on Facebook. You took a picture?
Yeah.
Send it to me.
I also took one of the bus offering.
Good.
You want me to send you that one
too? Yes.
Okay.
Jai. How may I serve you?
I'm Jordan. Nice to meet you. I just want to say, I'm with the ashram like 3 months ago. And my doctor was all gave me his iPod to use for the listen to your song, Maya Go Away.
Jai. Jai. So,
always a pleasure.
You're very kind, Maharaj. Very kind, Maharaj.